So, Professor Brooks, you say it isn't just the taste and smell of sugary cereals that cement memories in our minds. It's the advertising that sells those products. For a 6 or 7-year-old, commercials with fun mascots like Lucky the Leprechaun and Tony the Tiger can be really powerful.
Children are vulnerable to messages that are fun and sound good, that you can sing along to and that have fun characters. Children's minds are so open to all of that. They're open to everything.
True. Small children are not skeptical. They don't listen to commercials with cute rabbits and think, a multi-billion-dollar company is trying to influence me. Of course, at a certain point, this changes, and kids start to think of commercials as commercials. Presumably, do you have some ideas on when the window opens and closes in terms of our vulnerability or impressionability?
The research says, and I'm not sure I believe it, that the vulnerability ends around 13 in terms of your cognitive ability, meaning children's understanding of what advertising is and how it works, and that they should not be open to it and should be thinking critically.
That's interesting. What do you think happens to those messages that we heard when we were small? Do our grown-up minds really question them?
Two colleagues and I tried to answer that question. We gathered a sample of people in the United Kingdom and asked them to rate the healthfulness of a chocolate-puffed rice cereal called Coco Pops. Some people in the study only learned about Coco Pops when they were adults. Others grew up eating the cereal and had seen commercials for it when they were small kids. The people who saw the commercials when they were younger rated them as much more nutritious. So everyone else had a more accurate rating of how nutritious Coco Pops are, except for the people who had seen the commercials as a child and who had positive feelings towards the Coco Monkey.
In the commercial, they say Coco Pops are part of a nutritious breakfast. Cereal commercials often use language like this. Now, if you're a kid, a nutritious breakfast sounds pretty good. But if you're a skeptical adult, you might guess that a cereal with cocoa or marshmallows in the ingredients is not your healthiest option. So shouldn't your grown-up brain correct for the mistakes of your impressionable brain when you were a kid?
Well, to me, one of the scary things is adults don't correct for it. They don't later on say, I have these memories from when I was a child and, you know, they're wrong. I really should rethink that. So in our later studies, what we actually checked was, would people, if we helped them by reminding them of health, for example, or reminding them of children's vulnerability to advertising, would they then correct these biases? And what we found, again, was that the people who felt that emotion towards these characters did not correct for it.
But why is this effect still persisting? Why do the effects of what we hear in childhood stay in our minds if we want to leave those behind in a way?
So I think that's an individual difference, that some people do move away from the love of the things they had as kids. But if you think about it, parents love to have their kids experience the same wonderful things that they did, which is why parents love to take their kids to Disney. And they love to share with them the toys that they had, and I think that they still love these things.
A few years ago, the country of Chile banned mascots from all product packaging and launched a media campaign to educate people about healthier foods. Mascots have been removed from all sorts of products, from chips to cereals. Some foods also have a black sticker slapped on them with labels like alto en calorias, high in calories, or alto en azúcares, high in sugar.
Based on my research, I would be fully supportive of that effort. If they do it for 10 years and it doesn't work, well, then we should go back to the way it was. But I think it will work. I just don't think you're going to see the results for a while because these effects build up over a long time.